From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The death toll continues to rise after an explosion at a wedding in Turkey. Turkish authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday and nearly 100 others wounded. The state-run Anadolu News Agency quotes the governor of Gaziantep province as saying the blast was due to a terror attack. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack, which Deputy Prime Minister Mehmet Simsek said appeared to be a suicide bombing. Other officials speculated on involvement of Kurdish rebels or the Islamic State group. The blast occurred in an area where three explosions in recent days have been linked by the Ankara government to rebels from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. Turkey has been racked by a series of attacks in recent months, including a bombing at Istanbul Airport that killed 44 people. Another bombing killed 40 people in Ankara in March. The country is also still reeling from last month's failed coup attempt. The attack in Gaziantep came after Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim said that his country will take a more active role in Syria in the next few months to prevent that country from being divided along ethnic lines. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul Saturday, Mr. Yildirim said the bloodshed needs to stop. Babies, children, and innocent people should not die. Yildirim also said that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has no role in Syria's future, but that talks with him would be necessary during a transitional period as he is one of the actors today, no matter whether we like it or not. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.